All right, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. It's time now for the Rangers Player Show with the guy that hit a walk-off last night. It was electric. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Here it is, the Rangers Player Show, brought to you by Globe Life. For over 125 years, Globe Life has helped protect families when they need it most. Globe Life, make tomorrow better. And joining us once again here on your home of the Rangers, it's third baseman Josh Jung here in the nation. And good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
We are doing wonderful. How'd it feel last night? When you're rounding the bases, do you notice anything? Does it all go blank? I mean, what an electrifying moment to be part of.
Yeah, it kind of goes blank. As soon as I saw the ball leave the yard, it kind of all went blank, and I felt like I floated around the bases.
But you had to know off the bat it was gone, right? I mean, that was a solid shot.
I knew it had a good shot. Okay. It felt good. It felt flush. Back spun pretty well. I knew it had a good chance.
Now, when you know you're going to extras and you see your spot in the order, what's going on through your mind there with the chance to get it done?
I mean, as a DH, just making sure I'm ready for that moment, making sure that I know I'm hitting, fourth in that inning, and knowing I'll probably get a chance, especially with Langford, and he's been hot, and you look at all the different variables there. He's super fast. They'd rather have me out there on the bases in the 11th if I get out in that situation, not being a burner. So there's a lot of different things going through. And when they had that mound visit, I figured that they were going to walk him and try to pitch to me.
Yeah, Jess, I was going to ask you about that. Were you, like, in that count, were you sitting on a certain pitch? Or were you just, like, you were just locked into whatever Bird was going to throw you that time?
I can't give away my secrets like that.
I know. I'm sorry. I had to ask because that thing, you saw it all the way. I mean, it was a beautiful swing on it, though.
All I was trying to do is not do too much, because it's really easy to go up there and try and overswing and get yourself out of it. And honestly, I was just trying to hit a soft line drive right back up the middle.
So how protective do you have to be of your secrets? Do you share those with teammates? Do you just not talk outside of the clubhouse about it? And sorry about Brian. He's always trying to pry for inside info.
No, we talk about certain things in the clubhouse for sure, but you try to keep it within these walls because you don't want to get it back to your opponents and then them exploit you on your secrets.
Yeah. So quite a roller coaster yesterday. We started the show thinking there was a chance that you could go on the injured list, and then you hit the walk-off. How is your health doing right now, buddy?
I'm good. I've progressed every day and in a good way, and every day we're going to keep building up, hopefully be able to play third by the weekend. So, That's my big focus right now, is just continuing to get better every day. And I'm glad I was able to get in there yesterday and not go on the IL.
Yeah. Clutch.
Hey, Josh, your experience, and maybe I'm making too much of this, but your experience through the playoff run in a World Series, and you guys are playing a lot of meaningful games right now with like 50 to go. Is it something somewhat similar, or is it just, man, it's just, I've just, it's a whole nother season. It's a whole nother thing. But do you ever draw from in big games and big moments like that with what you went through with a couple of years ago?
I think it's more of like a new season, new thing, but every game right now is important. You know, yeah. We played Seattle, we got the Yankees, the Phillies, we got the Blue Jays. I mean, all these guys are all playoff teams, and every single game matters right now. And that's how we got to look at it. And I think that's how we're attacking it too, is all these games matter. Even though it's August, right? Like, all of these games matter for the playoffs. Cause
right.
As we saw in 23, you can sneak in by a game. It's that close when it comes down. So I think just, especially as an offensive standpoint, going there and trying to produce as many runs as we can. And hopefully last night, you know, coming back a couple times in that game and ultimately winning it, I think can carry over, and we got to look at each series as trying to win that series, and being able to take game one, especially from the Yankees, is huge. And then we got one of our dudes on the mound tonight in Evo. So you take it one game at a time, but definitely when you get into those moments of situations down the stretch here, every game's important. So hopefully we can do everything we can to come out on top.
It's Josh Young here with you on The Fan. What's going on with Evo? I thought you were supposed to get worse as you're getting older. And this guy is maybe having his best year ever.
I mean, I've seen him. This is, year three now with Evo. Just the dedication to the routine, the monotonous routine that he does every single day. He loves it. He enjoys it. Watching him just honestly get better. And as you said, could be the best year of his career so far. I mean, yeah, it's no secret. It's no doubt that him having this year is any part of just how he goes about his business every single day and always has that hunger to get better. And I mean, it's awesome. Even when he feels like he doesn't have his best stuff, it's like, dude, you're going out there and you're performing really well. And yeah, I mean, just watching it, it's been incredible.
Josh Young, you know, there's been stories this year about the vibe or the energy of the Rangers clubhouse. I know a former player commented on it. We won't bring up his name. But, I mean, what you're describing there, it sounds like there's terrific leadership here. And whether it's Corey Seager or Marcus Semien or Eovaldi, maybe it's just a different flavor. It's a leadership by example instead of more rah-rah. How would you describe the Rangers clubhouse? I'm sorry, I'm babbling on here. What do you think?
I mean, it's definitely hard when you're struggling, and it felt like there for a couple of months everybody was struggling, so it's kind of hard then. But as things pick up and as people have success and they stand up and they lead the pack, and I'd say it's more of a lead-by-example type deal than when you have guys get hot and you can just follow along, and it gets the clubhouse going.
Hey, Josh.
When it feels like everyone's struggling, especially as an offense, I mean, that's, you know, that weighs on everybody, but as things pick up, as guys get going, it's that lead by example. It's like, come on, follow me. And things have picked up over the last, I guess, month and a half, and it's been great.
Hey, Josh, sorry about that. I was going to ask you, you know, and I was going to circle back about the pitching. When you're standing out there at third base, do you know immediately when your guy's going to have that, is going to have it that night? I mean, do you just know by watching how the pitch and how they're working and stuff, they're like, oh man, we got this one tonight. I know the games are super competitive and tough, but do you just get a feeling sometimes watching your guys pitch that they're really going to be on tonight?
I mean, we have one of, if not the best staff in the league. So I don't care if they have their best stuff or not. I know they're going to go out there and give everything they got. And I mean, they've done an unbelievable job all year.
Yeah.
Even when they feel like they don't have it right. Like, they're still going out there, getting out of big situations. And even the guys we added, I mean, they've had some big spots so far and have delivered. So hopefully we can keep that going. But yeah, staying out there third watching these guys, it's been a lot of fun, especially them getting some ground balls out there and letting us make some plays. I mean, it's been a lot of fun playing behind this staff.
Josh Young here with you in the G-Bag Nation, home of the Rangers. Pregame tonight coming up 6:30. Do you like playing the Yanks? Did that mean anything extra to you last night? You know, number one brand in baseball and all that?
It's just another opponent. It's just another day. But I think in the scheme of things, where they're sitting in the wild card, where we're sitting, that was just a big win for the team in general.
Yeah, it was.
And being able to come back a couple times in the game was huge.
Well, thank you for shutting up their fan base, too.
Keeping us in it. I mean,
yeah,
going out there and shutting them down in the 10th with the runner on second.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
The pitching staff jokes around and says, there's a guy on second, no outs, and they don't score. It's a run. It should count as a run saved. And that was a huge run saved for us last night at the top of the 10th.
You know, speaking of that, when you look back on your career, was the play you made, was that against Baltimore, the double play that ended that game?
Yeah.
Is that your favorite play of your career?
It was late in the game.
But yeah. That's the one.
Chapman on the mound, I think in the 8th.
Yeah, I think that's the one I always remember.
That
like,
was a nice play, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You move to your left, and it's kind of bouncing, and you just stabbed it, and it was like, holy crap, this team. This team can really play, and the rest was history. You know what else I'd love to get your thoughts on is how remarkably confident everybody was early on in that playoff run. Like, you'd eliminated an opponent, and I think it was Haim that said it's going to be even more fun when we win the World Series. And I think that was going into Houston. Looking back, how were you guys that confident at that point?
I mean, we sweep Tampa, go into Baltimore, take those first two, end up sweeping them. I mean, confidence at an all-time high there. And it was something about that flight from Seattle to Tampa after losing the final game of the regular season, losing the division. and everything starting over back at zero. It kind of felt like opening day all over again, and we had just had some guys come back from injuries, and the full lineup was back together, which we didn't really have in that second half. And I don't know, we were just building on it. It was pass the baton mentality, and as an offense specifically, we were just building on each other and putting innings together. And I mean, it was a crazy run.
Things change quickly in baseball, no doubt about it. So, I mean, from that peak to struggles this year and your trip into the minor leagues that was kind of an extended stay, was that tough at all?
It wasn't ideal. We'll just say that.
Yeah. Okay. You figured something out, though, dude. You've been on fire since you came back. What happened there? What clicked? Or
just trying not to do too much. Specifically me, when I struggle, I try and take it in my hands and try to do too much, basically. And going back down there, working with my hitting coach, Cody Atkins, that we were growing every day in the cage.
Yeah.
And just not trying to do too much. Don't go into the box trying to hit a 5-run homer. You know, it's impossible. So just go up there and honestly hit a soft line drive right back up the middle, and whatever happens, happens after that.
Was it one of those things, Josh, too, where you're just so competitive that you talk about hitting the 5-run homer, but you're just so competitive. And when we watch you play every night and we see this guy out there, it means so much to. Was it hard because you've kind of felt like maybe I'm letting the guys down a little bit, and you know that was something that was bothering you along the way?
I mean, you have all the emotions when you're going through something like that.
Sure.
And that was probably the biggest, longest stretch that I'd gone through. And yeah, I was trying to force the issue. And when you force the issue, things kind of go the opposite way.
Right.
So that's kind of what I was going through. But yeah, all the emotions, you're experiencing all of it because you do feel like you're letting the guys down. You know, you have expectations for yourself. You're not meeting those, and you try to force the issue. And sometimes you got to release that and just worry about winning one pitch at a time.
I mean, the run you're on right now is just incredible. Starting pretty much July 1 or maybe even a little bit earlier than that. Yeah, a few games earlier than that, late June. So now that you're dialed in like this, is there another side of that to manage, or do you just let it flow? You know, the excitement, the confidence of it.
The game ebbs and flows, for sure. It's a roller coaster, and it's just riding the wave you're on. When you're peaking, you try to ride it, and when you hit that valley, you try to get out of it as quick as possible. But yeah, right now it's managing it just like you would if you're going through it. It's not trying to do too much. Don't try to go out there and hit 4 homers. For one, that's not the guy I am. Two, just go out there and whatever the team needs, that's the bat you need to have in that moment. And success or failure, view each singular event kind of as it is and move on to the next one.
Well, you're the man, dude. Congrats on this bounce back, tearing it up, having a good time out there. The walk-off last night was incredible. So continued success. Give him hell. We'll be pulling for you.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
There he goes. Josh Young here with you. World Series champion in the G-Bag Nation. Brought to you by Globe Life for over 125 years. Globe Life has helped protect families when they need it most. Globe Life, make tomorrow better. Yeah, in the month of July, dude hit 367.
Yeah.
You know, so, and then last night, a 2-for-4. And we talked about this in 2023. The Rangers really struggled when Josh Young was out. And
right.
He came back, and it set the lineup off.
I don't know, yesterday, and like I said, talking to the guy, when we walked in, it's like, oh, guess who we got to talk to today? And I'm like, yeah, the guy I'm the most critical of, and because of the availability or lack of. And you're right. When he plays, you know, the team has a chance. I mean, he's one of your better players, but it seems like there's something that always kind of a setback, and you can kind of tell with the way he was talking about it. He didn't want to talk about that minor league stuff. You know, I mean, that was probably a real beatdown for him, probably a low point in his career. I mean, he's had some injuries he's had to deal with, but good for him last night, and, you know, basically shutting me up, you know, with a, you know, because I was thinking, like, if this guy's not available, maybe you have to move on. Maybe you have to think of different plans and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, the guy's a World Series champ and young guy, and hopefully the injury stuff can get behind him where he can have a number of years that are just healthy, where he can play a lot of games and, and show the talent that he has.
Well, speaking of health, I'm going to get out of here, actually, and go to urgent care now, Brian. So I know Krusty's Corner is coming up next. Blake is going to jump in with you. What do you have planned next?
Yeah, you know what? Since Blake's showing up, I'm going to ask him a bunch of Cowboys questions. We'll see what he thinks about this football team. We'll do that.